listen to what they're saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for, cause I've been fucked up. But I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
A lot of water.
It is, man.
But this is what I want to know.
Nah, it might sound stupid, but it seemed like that water is in like constant rotation. Like when you look at water for holes and stuff, I'm guessing like what I'm saying is, where does this shit begin and end?
That's a good point. Like, how has it not run out yet?
Like, I mean, I know it rains.
I feel like that is a dumb question.
Right, it is. But like, right?
Where is it coming from that doesn't run out?
Where does it begin and where does it end?
Does it loop around somewhere so that it's feeding itself?
Beats me, bro.
Because if it's a lake, it's going to run empty at some point.
I think rotation, it has to be. It makes me think, like, we do live in a simulation,
maybe,
bro.
Maybe, like, if it is a lake, maybe there's, like, a hole in the bottom, and that hole kind of runs...
to another lake?
Well, no, down into the falls.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, or even, like, behind the falls. Somehow, that water is coming back up and keeping the lake full as the falls. It's got to be a cycle somehow.
I think we overthinking it.
How?
So you, when I said that's a lot of water,
yeah,
that's what question came up in my head. Like, where the fuck is all this water coming from? And it's not
where
like
do it's rivers come from.
Exactly, exactly. It's not
rivers
like
got to start somewhere.
It's not coming from the ocean,
right?
It's fresh water,
not salt water. So where do these rivers come from?
I don't know. I don't know, bro. Did they borrow water?
Did we just find the most important question in the world? Where do rivers start?
Maybe. I don't know the most important, but it's top five and it ain't five. That's all I got to say.
It ain't two, three, or four either.
It's number one. It's the number one question.
I'm just saying, because rivers keep on running forever.
Do people follow these? Like, do somebody...
Someone has to have.
That's what a river trail is? You follow...
I think that's alongside a river, but like, where does that start?
I mean, I wouldn't be on the river to follow it unless I had to. You get what I mean? Like...
No.
I wouldn't, like, canoe the whole thing, but on that river, there's a trail. I will follow that trail to see where it ends.
Like, along the river.
Like the Mississippi River.
Right.
That's a big-ass river it goes.
You walk, like, next to the river, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That shit goes a long way.
It does, but where does it start?
Mississippi?
I never heard someone talk about where they're... What?
Does it start in Mississippi, or does it end in Mississippi?
It goes through Mississippi.
Why is it called the Mississippi River and it goes so far?
Maybe that's the first place people noticed it.
So where does it end?
Where does it start?
I don't know. I don't know. It's bothering me.
I think it ends in a gulf. Doesn't the Mississippi run to the Mexican Gulf?
Is the Gulf ocean water?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a mix. Bro, we don't know enough geography to be having this conversation.
Bro, I'm not high enough to have this conversation, bro, because I probably would have came up with some shit that I learned in like 10th grade. To kind of bring up, but my memories unlock when I'm intoxicated. You get
right.
What I'm saying?
You right.
Like, that's
yeah.
When I remember certain shit. So
that's a good point.
Yeah, right now, I'm just way too sober to even conjure up an answer. Because I could have
right.
said...
No, you right.
I mean, I could just say God. You know what I'm saying? I might just say God.
It's...
Where does it end? God. Beginning? God.
You the got Lord. A point.
You know
got
what
a point.
Yeah.
It works.
But I like to dig in deep into certain things. Like, God not just down here dumping water in there every year. You know what I'm saying?
Be.
Like,
it can't be. That don't make
right,
sense.
Right. Like, you got other stuff going
Someone
on.
Someone would have seen that.
You might, like, Men in Black, like, erase their memory. You see them just dumping, like, water. You like, be going. Like, you know what I mean? Bro. That bright light that people see.
Bro. What if all these unsolved mysteries, all these unanswered questions that we have,
mm-hmm.
you can catch it happening in progress. He just wipes your mind of it.
I'm just saying, man.
Bro, you just wipe my mind.
He's almighty, bro. God speaks through me. He want to choose.
Is he going to make me forget this too?
I might forget. I forgot when we started. But yeah, man, that's what I think.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Just don't talk about it too much. You might hear and come wipe you.
Like, hey, man, you got one more word. Once you say that phrase, word, or something, boom. I'm going to wake up in the bed. I'm like, damn, it's Monday.
Wouldn't that be some shit? He just had fucking triggers planted in everyone's head that, like, as soon as they talked about some shit, it was set like a sleeper agent type deal. You said a certain phrase and just whoosh,
gone.
Everything's gone.
That'd be crazy. Like, the only reason why he wouldn't want us to know this is so that we won't share it. Right?
I guess.
God doesn't seem like the person that wouldn't want you to figure things out, because eventually he helps you figure things out. But when it comes to the universe or the world, he like, all right.
But why not? What could be
That's
the
what
reason?
I'm saying. Like, what does he hide? Like, I feel like God wouldn't have anything to hide.
Why would he?
Maybe we just debunked our whole thing. But it's just, I don't know.
But we don't know. That's the thing. So it could be.
God, bro, we in a rabbit hole.
We deep.
Too deep. Let's dig ourselves out. Dig ourselves out.
You can't dig yourself out of a hole, bro.
Shit. We both in a hole. You can't help me out either. Might as well keep digging.
We can try climbing. It's dirt. You can claw some dirt.
Upper body strength.
You can kick some footholds in, too.
All right, bet.
Yeah.
Bottom half is solid.
Yeah. Just run straight up it. Focus on the chakra in the bottom of your feet, and you could stick to the side.
See, collective conscious.
Yeah.
That's what we have.
It could be.
Which Stevie said would be a good name for our podcast, and I was like, shit, you're right.
God damn it, we got rebrand.
Bro, I said the same thing. Like, he stopped me in my tracks. I said something about the collective conscious, and he was like, yo, that'd be a good podcast name. And I said, bro.
We could be the 2C crew.
2C crew. That just sound like we on the water, like we in the sea.
True.
On the river trail, trying to find
double C crew.
Double C crew? Yeah. I was about to say triple C's, but that's like Rick Ross shit.
Like, we'd have to add another C, too.
Double C. What's double C?
I don't know.
Something sounds familiar with double C's. That coach? That's what that is?
Shouldn't be.
Chanel.
They got one C in their name. Same thing for Chanel.
No.
Why would they be double C?
I don't know. I'm afraid to use it, though. Something there that just doesn't sound right. Like cold coochie or something. Somebody probably got like a perfume called cold coochie. And I don't want to get sued by
the C squared.
C squared would have been a good one. That would have been a dope ass brand, like a shirt, hat. C-squared. I would wear the C square on the hat.
You're right.
Damn, that'd be fire, bro. Then like we'll have M equals MC squared, but we just cut out everything before the C square. Collective conscience. We might have to rebrand, bro.
I like that.
We getting there. Now we giving everybody the ideas
it's
right
got
now.
Got some points. Yeah, this is all going to be cut. Ain't no one know.
Nobody can use this. And I searched to see if there was a collective conscience podcast. I didn't see any. It's like maybe one. But they ain't doing nothing. I mean, we ain't doing much, but they ain't doing nothing.
We got to rebrand what we talk about, too, though.
Not necessarily. Only because what brought this up was that the fact every time we talk about something, I hear it on Flagrant. Every time we talk about something, I hear it on Brilliant Idiots.
That's a good point.
And then when you think you thought of something, then you realize somebody else thought of it. It's all the collective conscious, bro.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Because what we're talking about right now, I guarantee somebody talking about it somewhere around the world. God.
You're right.
See? God.
You're right. Tower of Babylon.
I barely know what that means. But I know what you're talking about. You know why? Collective conscious.
Oh, that is a wild ass story, though.
I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I got mad that we were working together, and he gave us all different languages.
Yep, I did hear about that. That's weird,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Like, if I knew the ants were getting smart enough to group up together and build a tower up to
heaven,
the counter. So they can get on my food. I would probably try to do something to fuck with them too.
What would you do? Be Ant-Man?
Nah, just kill them. So I guess God's got one up. He didn't just kill us.
That's true. He's like, It ain't just fun. Just
I'm gonna make this hard for you, but I ain't gonna kill you.
Yeah, bro. And that's I think that's why a lot of us we're stubborn. And that's what makes the collective conscious not work. Because I feel if we all not thought the same as far as like not having individual thoughts, but if you notice a lot of our individual thoughts, there's somebody else thinking about it. And if we didn't want to be ahead of everybody else, money-wise, class-wise, whatever, or we didn't want to bring people down because it made us feel better. Because I guarantee a lot of the, if you look at, let's talk politics, right? You look at the left and the right, like extreme. Essentially, it's like, yeah, I'm putting the right to the left because you're over there. But you look at the right, they don't want to abort babies.
Right.
Right, extreme. Look at the left, they want to say
your body. They want to kill all babies.
No. But they want to say that woman has a choice. Essentially, the left, if you look at it, they don't mind babies. And neither does the Republicans. They just saying that they don't feel like you should kill babies before they get a chance. And
where's the left again?
The left is at the point where like
keep babies so they can groom them. You right?
That I mean, it's close. You know what I'm saying? The more babies born now, the more left they will be.
That's my hot take. But the left isn't really against abortion.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where that thought was going.
Me either.
I forgot.
Damn, bro. You see, you're not high enough.
You're right.
I mean, you're not high at all, but you're not high enough.
Either.
Yeah.
Either and both.
But what I'm saying is, it's just like, everybody, it's like, it's cool to keep your babies. It's just like, but can we get an option to? But don't get me wrong. If there was a right, extreme right person, and their daughter, and I know this is going to sound extreme, if they got raped, they probably wouldn't put it out there. But if they got raped and they found out their daughter was pregnant.
Yeah.
By the person that raped them.
Yeah.
Telling me they wouldn't get that abortion.
Probably not. Not if they're extreme. If they're extreme, they'll just put the kid up for adoption.
How would we know, though?
Oh, we wouldn't.
Nobody would know if they did it. They could say they did if they put it out there, if it was on the news. But really, you just never know. But I mean, going back to collective conscious, I just think like we're there, but we just rather not be. People like drama. People like, you know, we just like, for some reason, a lie is more entertaining than the truth.
It's true.
You know what I mean? So we rather just like nudge and push and troll now. And it's kind of been like that for a while, but it's just a lot more now that you can see it. Like before, like social media and shit. So.
It's true.
I don't know. But they'd rather just bullshit just to see what bites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, by the way, welcome back to the Lost in Translation podcast. It's your boy Juice.
It's George.
Yes, it is. But you'd be so good, and then like at the end, it just seemed like you could just fall flat.
Well, that one was on purpose.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So, we were talking about.
God. You know what really grinds my gears?
What really grinds your gears?
I just paid fucking $100 for a tank of gas.
No. You're the first person I know. $100, bro.
Chris had to, too.
No.
And it was only 100 because it cuts off in 100. It doesn't let you do more than 100. What I mean, it filled me up, so it would have clicked.
Where would you at?
I mean, it filled me up, so it would have been like right after probably.
Okay.
But if I had been like empty, I would have had to do a second one.
Damn, bro. How does that make you feel?
I already told you, that grinds my gears.
Damn, bro, that shit's crazy. I haven't filled.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, I haven't filled my truck up in like months. I just been going from like quarter to half. And I know it's not great, but I've been. But if you go from half.
Oh, I thought you meant. All right, I messed that up a little bit. From quarter of a tank to half a tank?
A little bit over half, maybe three quarters.
Why wouldn't you start at half, though?
I should.
Keep it above half.
I should, but some days it gets there and I'm like, fuck, it's under half. But yes, you want to. So where were you when you filled it up?
I was.
Quarter?
At an eighth.
What's the eighth?
Between a quarter and
the empty. All right, all right. So I just never hear anybody say that. It kind of fucked me up as you were saying it. But okay. It did. It really fucked me up. Like an eighth.
All right. Like, I didn't smoking? Know. All right.
All right. So that from that to full was $100.
Yeah.
That is fucking insane.
Isn't it? $4.69. Fucking $4.69 for gas. And they're saying it's supposed to get up to at least six by August.
Yeah. Yeah. The fuck, man. And then they send you this funky ass $300.
Right.
Like it's supposed to do something. Like,
what's that going to do?
But that's three. For you, that's three tanks of gas.
I had that literal thought last night. I was like, they give us 300. What the fuck is that supposed to do? What the fuck is 300 going to do for anybody?
And then.
That's like, not even anybody's rent payment.
It's not. It's nothing. Did you read the letter that
gave you? Yeah, it's a fucking bullshit ass letter.
For food, gas, the surplus of things. That's what it was saying.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, what is $300 going to do?
Not shit. And they damn sure didn't give us anything for Corona.
No, they didn't.
Maybe the people that are already on food stamps, good for them, but like.
The fuck for the people that's not on food stamps.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
Right, yeah, yeah. But I just had to say it out loud.
Nah, it's cool.
For me to get it. No. But I was. Anyway, but yes. Like, I don't know what this funky ass $300 is going to do for anything.
Nah, shit.
Like, mine, it's gone now. But, you know, we were in the process of getting things, blah, blah, blah. So I had it and I was like, all
right,
here.
Right. It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
Because nothing is nothing.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to use it. $300
isn't nothing.
But you're not getting it back. Don't try to hit me up like, hey, you remember that $300 we gave you?
You still remember right after we got like the 2000 and the 1400 payments? And we were like, man, we ain't going to get to keep this shit.
Yeah, we're getting it back in gas.
They ain't took it yet. Wow, yeah, all right. You right.
You're getting it back in everything else, bro. I promise you.
Right. You right.
So like the working class is like.
Fucked.
Yeah, man.
Ain't no way around it. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts.
Now, do you think. If that was the case, do you think, like, we paying for that now? Like, remember the people that couldn't work or refused to work during Corona, during the pandemic and stuff?
Mm.
You know, where they would get the unemployment. They're getting paid out the yin-yang more than what essential workers would work and what they received. You think we paying for that now, too? Like,
I think we've been paying for it.
I mean, yes.
And I'd love to know what, because in the letter it was talking about from their surplus funds. I'd love to know what the fucking surplus is. Like, how much extra do you have than you thought you would?
Yeah.
Because we're easily talking millions, tens of millions, I'm sure, is their normal budget. So how much above that do you have as surplus?
Yeah, where and where is the
rest
from?
Of it going?
That too. I mean... But, like, if we talk about politicians, right?
Yeah.
Once they get in there, they good. They set for life.
They ain't got to do shit.
And they get a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I don't know. I know it works for presidents. Like, you know, they need health insurance and all that shit. Like, all that shit is covered. You get a pension, all that. I'm pretty sure it's a high-ass pension, too.
Yeah, but that's not it. I mean, have you seen the numbers on, like, when... presidents get into office versus when they leave.
Mm-mm.
It's like it's an insane difference. Like yeah. They'll go in with maybe I can't think of any actual numbers right now, but I think some were
ballpark it maybe
six figures.
Uh-huh.
Maybe one or two were almost at the million level.
Mm-hmm.
But they're leaving with multiple millions, like tens of millions.
Yeah.
Like almost hundreds of millions, some of them.
I wonder what that's based off of. If they
blowbacks and incentives and shit that they're getting for pushing through corrupt fucking bills and shit.
But that's what I mean. Like, okay, I mean, you answered it. But I was saying, like, those who had not so much to those, or it's a lot, but not more than the other presidents. I wonder what happened. So that means Biden might come out this bitch a billionaire.
Million probably, because he probably was not at millions.
Well, I'm just saying when he went in, just being a puppeteer. I mean, puppet. Excuse me.
If he doesn't die in office, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't think he'd die.
I don't think he will.
Not in office.
But
not in office. I mean, of course he
does. Just saying nothing's impossible.
And that's true. That's true. What? This is first year, right? That shit, he seemed like he's been in office for like 2 years, bro. This is his first year.
Is it really? Yeah, I guess it's January he was inaugurated, right?
No, it was...
The year before?
Yeah,
it was the 2020 election.
Yeah, it was
the year before. So
this is his second
almost,
year.
He's working on his
working
second
on
year.
Working on his second year, yeah. So like a year and a half.
Wait, no, because if he was inaugurated last January... Yeah, a year and a half.
About a year and a half. All right, yeah. Jesus fuck Christ. That up. But still, it seemed like he'd been in there longer. It seemed like the election
it
about
does,
to come out.
Because, like, how much is this shit fucked up?
I don't know. That shit is crazy. It's wild. But.
All right, yeah.
Like, ahead. Politician. I'm done. All
right, cool.
So, like, I was kind of going to go off of, like, my first question was, this is about to be completely off what we was talking about.
Yeah.
We know gas is high. Inflation is insane. We get it. We can't do nothing about it, right?
Unfortunately.
Except for sell drugs. So
could overthrow the government.
We'll be right back in this situation. Like, I mean, we might not be, but our kids will be. Our kids' kids will be back in this situation again.
Yeah, it depends on how we handle it. But anyway.
Cycle.
It's you can break a cycle.
Yeah, I mean, it might be dictatorship.
It'd be a different cycle, but you could break the cycle.
Do you think it'd still be democracy, though? You don't think it'd be dictator?
I think we could break down and not be a country anymore. No, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work.
You trying to think like states is different countries?
That would be something.
Do you think that would work though? That'd be a
probably
lot of overthrowing.
Not. Yeah, I mean, some countries would have to disappear. They'd be consumed by other countries.
We have to not
as in
coast.
States, as in states.
Yeah, like maybe we could do coast. Or a conjunction of different states because it wouldn't be fair. Delaware would get overthrown so damn fast.
Oh, shit's not about fair, bro.
I mean, you're right. But, like, we couldn't do anything. I mean, granted, if we just left off now.
I think we could do something.
But, like, think about California, Texas, New York.
Right. I mean, I'm sure New York thinks that they'd take some states. I don't think they would. They got the manpower, but I don't think they would be able to do it.
All right, if we did, what would be the regions? Who, like, where do we get? Like, I'd probably move south, honestly.
You go south?
I mean, money-wise, probably don't have as much as, like, the north or the west coast. But, like, living in America, we can feel safe because of the army. Right?
You know from other countries.
Military, yeah. Like, from other countries. Right. So, essentially, if we just broke up, I mean, let's just say all the other countries ain't fucking with us no more, right? We just ourselves. Like, hopefully that they would make a United Nations to keep us safe from everybody else because we not even talking about any other country and shit that come over and fuck our shit up. But let's just say it's just us here.
I think, we'd form our own United Nations.
Yeah.
To have, like, a we would military have to. Force to, yeah.
We would
yeah.
have to.
Yeah.
So, like who, that. Like, yeah, there's no, if we broke up as just individuals.
I would be consumed.
Instantly. So, like, what sections or what regions would we have other
you'd
states?
You'd have the Northeast, you'd have the Southeast, you'd have probably the North Central, South Central.
West seems kind of fucked in that situation.
West is going to be weird.
Yeah. Could they get Alaska?
Alaska does not want anyone else. Alaska is its own. It would have people on its border ready to kill anybody that tries to come over. Alaska ain't want none of our shit.
What about Hawaii?
Hawaii is isolated. It's good.
They ain't worried about
they
that
ain't letting
there.
No flights in.
That's it.
They're safe.
Except for the naval. Like, people could go over on boats. They got to be ready for that.
They ain't letting nobody in. They going to do what they have to do.
All right, so you said the West.
The West is going to be tough because I'm thinking like, I'm trying to remember a map in my head right now.
Yeah.
Probably from.
Dakotas?
I would consider Dakotas. So draw a vertical line at the Dakotas at their right border, their right side border.
Okay.
A vertical line going down.
So they will have four Dakotas?
No, from their right side border.
Okay, from their border, my bad.
So all of the Dakotas and everything to the left of them.
Uh-huh.
I think you'd call west.
All right, hold on. Let me just look at it. So
that could be important.
Let me see, and the reason why I said that was because the Dakotas are right smack dab in Texas. That's why I was like, hold on. But you said the borders. Yeah, like, it's North Dakota, South Dakota, not Nevada, Nebraska?
This is sad that I don't know this.
Yeah, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. Geography, I'm all right with it when it comes to the U.S. Mm-hmm. I'm straight, but I would love that one to listen, to ride around.
Bro, I just listened to Billy Todd again.
Yeah.
Odd Billy Todd.
Yeah. Gas is way too fucking high, bro.
God, it's got my mind in so many different directions. Just like, wants to live in the world that that book created. Wow. So bad. I know I wouldn't survive how I am right now. But if I could be included in that group, I want that with every little bit of my soul.
Damn. It's just too much going on right now. I can understand, bro. Like any fantasy world, but one that piques your interest right now.
I mean, it's real enough that it's not like a fantasy.
But it's not a real world.
Yeah, it's not exactly.
But I got you.
But it's realistic. More realistic,
yeah, than any other fantasy world. Fucking... Okay, I was going to ask, like, would you, it's funny because it's off the wall, it's like, would you rather be able to travel through time or travel through different multiverses?
What?
Like, different universes, like, would you rather be able to travel time or travel universes?
I don't understand the universes one, so I can't.
So, you know, there's a multiverse.
Right. And but that's the idea of for anything that could possibly happen, there's a different universe.
Yeah.
Would you have any control over it? Because you're talking an infinite list of things.
If you did random, this would be something, spoiler alert. Not even a spoiler alert. But what's her name? America Chavez. She jumps through universes at random. She can't choose.
Okay.
So... like, I wouldn't want to be in that situation, but to be able to change, like, if you like, yo, I'm getting sick of this universe, I can jump to the next one. But you know there's another person there that
is you.
You. Yeah.
So
so you can choose.
So what if the drawback is whenever you did that, whatever you in that universe you just went to switches places with the universe you just came from?
It's got to be a drawback. Like, I was trying to, hopefully, to get your gears going for a drawback. Thank you. Because I didn't really think about it that long.
So but, like, it, you better be careful if you're about to choose, like, a wild one.
Yeah.
Because the you from that wild one is coming to the one you're leaving.
Yeah.
And they can fuck shit up.
Definitely. If you wanted it to come back. That's if you wanted it to come back.
That's true.
So, like,
come back and people are just like, what the fuck was wrong with you for the past week?
It was one to where, like, a guy was talking about like checkpoints about like life and stuff like that. So I was thinking like you can pick yours out of the bunch, but everything else is random. Like being able to travel different universes. Hopefully you don't run into one where you instantly die.
Well, if you got a choice, then like.
Like, would you be able to like screen it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how would you even begin to choose that?
I don't know.
Like the only thing I can think of is to be like, think of the universe where you're leader of the world.
Yeah.
Something like big, like huge like that, where you can actually place it.
Yeah. So like Stewie, on Family Guy, he could go to any universe. You remember when he got the pig?
Mm-hmm.
He went to a universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, however that nigga did that, I would want to be able to do it because I could pinpoint what universe I wanted to go to. Like he went to one without religion, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And they were thriving. They had medicine and all that shit. Like, just different universes that you could pinpoint. I don't know how he did it. I don't know if he traveled there first and was like, this one's
interesting. They didn't explain.
Yeah, they never did.
Because it's a cartoon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, even talking about traveling through universes is more, like, just fantasy than anything. But, like, then you got,
without a doubt.
Yeah, yeah. Then you got, like, time travel. I just feel like time travel would be cool. But it's like, I'd rather go through the universes because, like, what if I can jump to one where they have a cure for something for my family member?
I mean, that kind of makes the time one, like, not even worth it.
It's not. I guess it's two different levels to that. It's like, one is, like, a huge deal, and then the other one is, like...
It'd be cool to have, but you could have this other one...
I'd rather have that
there's
one.
There's no choice.
My bad, there's no comparison to those two. That was a dumb one.
Unless it's random.
Yeah, and where you don't know if you can get back...
Right.
Now, I guess that would have to be. I mean, that's always an infinite drawback list.
So you can't go back if it's random because it's a literal infinite list. So the chance of you winding back up is impossible.
So spoiler alert. Give you some time. All right. So in Doctor Strange, she would randomly jump. And what happened was her thing was she sent her parents away and didn't know how to get to them or get back as a kid.
Oh shit.
So she's been running this whole time, like with no parents or nothing. So like she'll jump through random ones and just hope to find one. You know what I mean? Wanda was looking for her because she wanted her power to be able to find her kids that she lost from WandaVision. That was the whole point of
I didn't see anything about WandaVision, but I hate that.
What would you hate?
Just the fact, I don't know, because the only thing I've seen about it is pretty much she just snapped and created this world, and then she started torturing the people inside of her world, and now she's hellbent on some mission based off of fantasy that she created in her own mind.
Yeah, technically.
I don't like that.
That's pretty much what it was. She was selfish.
Exactly.
Like, she was torturing them because they couldn't control themselves. They were just living in the fantasy world of her. Like, she had to have NPCs there.
Right, like, she literally made them what they are.
Yeah. So, like, they were regular people in New Jersey, but she just created that. It was crazy. So, what she wanted was her kids, because her kids weren't real either.
Right, they weren't real kids.
Yeah. Vision was there. It wasn't the real Vision. You know what I mean? So, it was all that. So, she wanted that to be able to jump and get her kids. But she couldn't travel through universes like her, so she had to take her power and shit. And that was the whole thing. It was more of a Scarlet Witch movie than it was a Doctor Strange movie, if you want me to be real with you.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, but at the end, she was able to pinpoint universes. I guess if she's been there. Because if you haven't been there, how could you pinpoint it, I guess? But it's like she seen the one where Wanda was, or she was in that one. So she pinpointed that, and it's a whole lot. I'm not about to explain the whole movie because you don't give a fuck. And then also the one that Doctor Strange was from, which is the one that we're following. So she could pinpoint those. So I guess she had to be there to be able to bring it back up.
I mean, so she's pretty much a villain in that movie, right?
Yeah. She's Scarlet Witch. Scarlet Witch is a bad guy. A villain in some cases. She was Magneto's daughter.
Yeah, I don't know.
In like the comic books. I haven't read like all the comic books, George, but it's I want to say that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch were Magneto's kids.
It sounds reasonable,
right? So
I mean, yeah, because in one of the X-Men movie, he was one of the newer ones.
Oh, yeah.
That had like the younger, yeah, and the Quicksilver.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing there. The whole thing was like the pinpointing of universe.
Right.
I don't know. I think I would. I would pick universe jumping, only if I could pinpoint it. Like, I could randomly go, like, a trip, like, let me go visit this one. Just, boom, pop up in one, just to see how it is.
It'd be crazy. You could just think of any scenario. Mm-hmm. Be like, let me visit the universe where...
Yeah, since you don't have it, you never really think about it, huh?
Right? Like,
I'm living in this one.
You could, anything, mm-hmm. anything. Yeah. Where nuclear weapons didn't exist.
Anything.
And yeah, like I can't think of a good example right now.
But if you had the power, I would sit down and write different ones just to see.
I would just visit them.
Yeah. It's like a trip.
Yeah.
This came up off of like a Joe Rogan clip talking to Charlamagne and Schultz. And it was about Neil deGrasse Tyson telling them about the billions and billions of different universes. And within those black holes, there's hundreds. And like he was just getting in the rabbit hole of universes.
Mm-hmm.
And like, is some that are literally doing the same thing you're doing by the second right now. And,
right.
And it just made me think about time traveling and shit like that. But it also made me think of what they said in Doctor Strange. It was that your deja vu is the multiverse.
Right.
It's you in the multiverse. So you ever notice when you have deja vu and you think that you know what's about to happen, but it doesn't?
Right.
You're like, oh, I've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
Da da da. Something about to happen, but it didn't. It probably happened in another universe. And I was like, yo, They just figured deja vu out for me.
Deja, you don't... The thing that you think's going to happen doesn't happen?
Not all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Not all the time. It's something different. Like, I think that this person's about, or somebody's about to come through that door, but they don't. But I remember that in my dream. Like, your dreams, your deja vu is another you. So, like, maybe that... Maybe something you did prior in the other universe changed that scenario in a different universe.
That's why the multiverse theory is so fucking... It's incomprehensible. Because literally anything you do, literally every second of every moment could be creating a new universe.
But it makes sense.
Because there's one way you scratch your nose, there's one way you don't scratch your nose.
Yeah.
And that's happening for literally every human being.
Every chance existence. That you take, yeah. But you don't necessarily have the control of what happens to you in that next segment. Like, me putting this down, and I'm like, oh, I wanna pick it back up, but I don't. That creates one. And so in the other one, I did pick it up, and that just creates another
segment. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it's not conscious choices.
No.
It's literally in one you do something and one you don't.
It would make sense if it was more, like, tough decisions. It would make like a lot actual more big moments. Yeah. Like if it was just like, oh, I'm gonna go take a shit.
But the point of the matter is that it's infinite.
Infinite. It is.
So it's literally universes. Any possible difference happens.
Mm-hmm. But who can understand that?
That's what I'm saying. It's incomprehensible.
Yeah, it definitely literally. Is. Like, who could understand that shit? And it's like just being a person that follows this theory. Of the multiverse, the infinite universes that exist,
mm-hmm.
Bro, how can you not go crazy trying to figure this shit out?
That's the thing. We literally can't figure it out. Our minds are not capable of comprehending. We can't even comprehend the true idea behind infinite.
Right.
Like, no one can comprehend what infinite means.
Exactly.
Period. You can get the idea, but you can't comprehend what infinite really is.
Even saying that it's a lot doesn't justify it.
No, because it's literally everything. And how are you supposed to understand that? You can't.
It's just crazy that we know that said thing exists, infinite, but we just can't comprehend it.
Right.
We could never. Ever. That's wild, bro. That's wild. But yeah, I'm like, the deja vu theory would make sense if that was it. But, you know, because it's like, you could say like you just living your life over again. You could say that you could see into the future. You know, different ways that people kind of break down deja vu. But it's like that one makes more sense than anything to me.
Kinda.
Yeah. I mean, but if everything happens the way you've seen it in your deja vu, then it wouldn't make sense then, right? I guess.
Pretty much.
Sort of. Because something else could have happened differently after that. But
it's true.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway. You got something infinite. Else you want to talk about? Infinite?
Infinite.
Infinite, bro. Yeah, you ain't had nothing to talk about, Georgie?
Not really. Oh. I had some weird thought last week. I know I should have written it down. Wrote it.
Trying to think of another word. Okay,
how is it foot and feet, but it's not mouth and meat? Where the E's go?
Yeah, you stupid. Where the E's go? I don't know where the E's go, bro. I do not know, bro. That's
is a it good mouths?
Question. No.
Why is it mouths and not meats?
Point. It's crazy.
This a foot and this a foot, then they foots.
So tooth and teeth and foot and feet, but it ain't meat and mouth.
That's what I'm saying. Where the E's go?
Wow. Because you got teeth in your mouth. So if you got teeth, it should be meat. I mean, but if you had two mouths, that's what would make it meat, right?
Yeah.
But we say mouths.
That's what I'm saying.
Multiple mouths.
Where the E's go?
Oh, nigga. That's crazy. Maybe in another universe we find out where the E's go.
In another universe, it is meat.
Mm. It is, bro. Yeah.
Nah, anyway.
Yeah.
Amber Heard.
Yes.
I know this is nothing new. Uh-huh. We didn't really talk about it too much.
Even talk about it?
I think we brought it up at one point. You don't remember that? I could have sworn we brought it up. Maybe we didn't.
Think we did,
I don't fucking know. Maybe we didn't, but Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. I just want to know how anyone can be on Amber Heard's side. Mm. Period. Mm-hmm. That just happened. I looked at Twitter real quick right before this. I was like, maybe I'll see something that sparks something. And there's a hashtag, I stand with Amber Heard.
Really?
Yeah. Now, admittedly, when I actually clicked on it and started looking at him, only the top one mentioned support of her. Mm-hmm. There was one that was like admitting she was wrong, but still supporting her because of what it means for women and blah, 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 which is bullshit too. But then the rest of them were like, not making fun of it, but were like, can you believe this is really a thing? Like, why is this a thing? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, why is it though? Why would you support that?
You want to be honest?
Go for it.
I kind of remember I don't remember what the fuck initially started it. Was it being abusive? Like Johnny Depp was being abusive to her?
No, he was being abused by her.
No. I'm talking about when they tried to cancel Johnny Depp at first, before he filed for defamation of character for the bullshit. What was it?
Maybe was that it he was lying about it and that he was really abusing her. I don't know.
Something.
I don't know.
We can both say that both of them are sick. Or Johnny was sick, at least. As far as, like, doing drugs and shit, I think. And what I'm saying? And I want to say that shit was a toxic relationship on kind of both ends.
Probably.
But the fact that Amber Heard did what she did is beyond me. So that's why I couldn't support her. And maybe I'm a little bit biased because I like Johnny Depp. But it's just like with everything going on, yeah, she's really fucked up in the head. I didn't think she was like, who would have thought this would bring
right
this out from her? Like, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that she was abusive too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And saying that nobody's going to believe you because you're a man.
Right.
And shitting in somebody's bed.
Like fuck? And, that's and crazy. Who knows how much of this is true? Who knows what's not made up, what's not exaggerated, mm-hmm. but just like, it's very obvious from her own mouth that she was abusive to him. Mm-hmm. She did fucked up shit to him. Mm-hmm. She did say, no one's going to believe you.
Mm-hmm. Got it recorded.
Right. Like, why would you support that?
Right.
In any
based
sense.
Based off of the evidence that we've heard.
Right, yeah. Not just the hearsay, half-cocked ideas about what people think happened, mm-hmm. but just based off of what is known fact. What possible reason there could there be?
I mean, but some people, one, it could be just to stir the pot. You know what I mean? Just to see what's wrong.
I think these are serious. Like, I'm pulling it back up so I can...
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's one thing. That's not all things. Okay. Another thing could be that there's people in this situation that feel like she's in the right.
But I'm saying
like mentally,
how could you think that?
It's just being them. You know what I'm saying? Just thinking like, well, you know, she was wrong for what she did, but at the same time, yeah. I mean, it's always two different sides of the story. You know what I mean? There's one,
no.
two, and then there's
don't.
There's two, and then the truth. So like it could be just mixed, and like we don't know everything that went on,
right?
We just don't know,
but they don't know either. These people that are having these opinions. So I'm saying, like, where are they coming from?
Bro, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
I'm at the hashtag right now.
How about
now.
We try to mind our fucking business and let people handle
their
own
shit? Nice?
God, bro, the public opinion, bro. Nobody gives a fuck. That's the same thing with like Megan and Tory Lanez.
True.
Like we don't even know what the fuck going on with them. But I stand with Megan. I stand with Tory. It's like, who cares?
Right.
Like
they don't know you.
Right.
They don't give a fuck about you.
They don't. They just want you to listen to their music. You know what I mean? Like, right. So, like, and they're so caught up in it, too. It's just that when they do things and they talk about it, they don't make it any better for themselves. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just bringing in. People just love being social good.
What's up? Here's the hashtags. So, the one is from The Observer from UK, which I guess is a news outlet.
I think so.
Of some sort.
Yeah.
Theirs is hashtag Me Too is over if we don't listen to imperfect victims like Amber Heard. Which, the fuck?
Imperfect victims.
Yes.
It really blows for the, like, for the women that are really going through that shit.
Right, that's the issue.
Yeah, like when people just say it, like, you know we fucked if anybody says anything. Like, whether it's like, they could say anything and we could be fucked over and it not be true. And then you really got to go through a thorough investigation. Like, my life can be fucking ruined. I could lose my job. I can lose everything based off of what you said as a woman about me.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would be on your side. At least most people. But it's just like, you know me, George. I wouldn't do no fuck shit like that. Like, me now, I would not abuse my girl. But what if she said that I beat her? Abuse her. You know what I'm saying? I do all this fuck shit. How many people do you think will believe her?
A lot.
Now, do you think people that know me would go against me?
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Not people that are, like, know either of you.
Yeah, yeah. But like, if it was just
people that are hearing it,
right? So if I got my job, if they noticed that I was on the news for accusations,
right? You're getting fired because the backlash. If they support you and you're wrong, or and you were in the wrong,
yeah,
would be it too big of a hit for them? They couldn't take the risk.
They could, but the crazy thing is that they should let the shit play through before. Like, think of so many people that drop, like Johnny Depp, from this, that, and the third, and it's not even his fault. They lost out on a lot of money.
Because people want immediate reaction.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Because of public opinion. You can't
take the time to wait for facts to come out because they need things immediate.
It's wild, man. It's so wild, bro. I don't get it. So, like, you just look at it, then my life ruined. They ain't going to put me on disability. You know what I mean? I ain't going to get unemployment.
Right. So, like, here's another one in support. It's, even if you don't believe Amber, to be a woman and defend a man who calls women cunts and jokes about killing and raping them is beyond me. Hashtag I stand with Amber Heard.
Damn, did he say that?
There was something in that Observer article about, he said some foul shit.
Crazy
to
shit.
Her at some point. Yeah, and it was recorded too. But like,
if that's the
how
case,
are those two related?
But
like, not, you don't have to stand with her,
yeah,
just because you don't like Johnny Depp.
Right. So
it's, there's not just the two sides.
So we're just saying that both of them are imperfect victims then, if that's the case.
That's what it seems like.
So what the fuck? You just be neutral.
Right. Not say shit. Don't say right. Shit.
Don't say, oh, hashtag I stand with Amber. Just like, yo, both of them fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, if that's the case, if that's how you feel, it's stupid, bro. I don't understand why people even give a fuck that much. Like, it got us talking, but like, it's just the fuck, man.
Oh, like this one. Imagine repeatedly assaulting a woman, denying it, losing a court case after a judge found you're a wife beater, then suing the woman for $50 million, putting her through more trauma, and again lying about being a wife beater. And everyone thinks it's perfectly okay. What? But she was abusive too.
Right, yeah.
Like,
it ain't like she was innocent in all
right.
This. So both of them, if that's the case, if everything is true, which we don't know on the outside looking in, they're both fucked up individuals. And you got to understand that. You just can't say you stand on one side if you're morally stable. Like, if you're like, yeah, like, because if I fuck up, I'd be like, yeah, I fucked up. But if you were also fucked up in that situation with me, you got to take some of that blame,
right, too. You're both fucked up.
Or you're insane. Like, you're crazy if you don't take that blame either. So the both of them are imperfect victims, as they said, you know what I mean, in that one tweet.
Just wow.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid. You stand with Johnny?
I don't know what the fuck I do.
You don't give a damn, do you?
Not really.
Me either.
It's none of my damn business.
Not really.
I want to see more movies from Johnny.
Yes.
Because I think he's a good actor.
Great.
But whatever the fuck's going on in his personal life, I could give two shits.
That's on him.
That's his life.
Yeah,
where I ain't got nothing to do with his life.
Yeah, now if you, the fact, with all this going on, you think they'll still give him, like, roles and stuff?
I'm sure someone would be willing.
And it is a lot of support for Johnny Depp.
Yeah. More should he so be getting all the support that he is getting? Probably not. Probably not.
Are we fucked up individuals for like... Nah, never mind. That was stupid. It's like I would just rather see him as an actor. I don't know how he is as a person.
Yeah. I mean, he seems kind of fucked up as a person.
He seems cool. I mean, before
he's got both sides.
Yeah, yeah. But like, who doesn't?
True.
You know, I mean, we done some fucked up shit in our life, whether it's to like individuals or hell, even thinking shit. Like, if that's the case,
oh, everybody thinks fucked up shit.
Exactly. Like, I catch myself thinking of some fucked up shit. I'm like, yo, I am bugging. Like, I would sit there and say it out loud, like, yo, I'm bugging. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say the fucked up shit that I think about, but I'm like,
you should.
Shit, yeah, because then once I say it, it's out there, and then I can get judged, and like, pretty much, like, it'll ruin my life.
We might need it for the ratings, though.
Fuck it. I think. Just do a whole, like, long beep. Like, bro. But nah, like, bro, everybody has their own opinion, and what they do in their life shouldn't affect anything of their livelihood if it's not so serious. Like, you know what I'm saying? With this going on, Johnny Depp should get his roles back. Amber Heard, she should probably get some roles, too.
She wasn't a great actress, though.
Yeah, you're right. But, and then, you know,
I'm just saying, like, her best part was in Zombieland, and right, she was only in the first like 10 minutes.
Exactly. So if it was just Johnny saying. Depp, if it was Johnny Depp, and I'm trying to think of a female actress that I love to watch. I know it
should be that hard,
I said
bro.
Female actress.
It works.
Actress.
Shouldn't be that hard.
But who do I just love to watch? Kathy Bates.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Susan Sarandon.
I'm not going to lie. That woman is fine.
Three of them are fine.
Yes. Jamie Lee Curtis, though, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I was the time traveler. I don't know when I noticed it, but I was like, damn. He is fine. But no, anyway. She is. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if it was like an actress that I love to watch, and Johnny Depp, Jamie Lee Curtis, I'd be like, yeah, just let them have their roles. And if you think they're a fucked up person, fine, that's who they are.
That
you
has can't nothing knock their, to do with their acting.
Yeah, you can't knock that they're good actors. You shouldn't have to say, oh, I just hate this movie because he's in it and he's doing an amazing job, but I'm not going to watch anymore.
Right. You know what I mean? You know how stupid that sounds?
Yeah, that's dumb. It's just entertainment. They're playing not them.
Right.
That's their whole point of it. Yeah, their whole thing is not. Maybe. It's not them, you know what I'm saying? We don't really know that, but...
It's true.
But shit, it's just a movie, and there's other actors and actresses in those movies. So, come on, man. Free Johnny. Let him get his money, bro. Because that was fucked up.
Yeah.
She not knowing that she had all that shit on her.
I don't support her in any way, just because I see her, like, doing coke on the stand.
Yo, that was wild. Like, is that real?
It sure as hell looked pretty real.
I thought they were bullshit. You know how people just be saying shit?
No. I mean, did you watch the clip?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way she wasn't snorting something.
Bro, that's crazy.
I'm not saying it was coke, but she was snorting something on the stand.
I didn't even like...
So, like...
I just thought motherfuckers was just fucking around. Like, the internet fucking around. Oh, no, I was just like, damn, it does look like she snorted something.
You couldn't fake that. That's bull.
Maybe she does it so much that it looked like it. And I don't know. It's a tick. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Same thing about posing with the crying thing.
Yeah.
Now she hit that little pose while she was on the stand.
Nah, I didn't see that.
Oh, you ain't see that one? It was like she was patting her eyes like she was crying, and she had stopped and they took a picture of her. It was, man, that shit is just wild, man.
Yeah.
That's like Will, though. honestly not. I'm starting to not like Jada Pinkett. I'm starting to not like Jada so much.
I don't know why you would.
Honestly, it's odd. And again, beautiful woman.
It's the same situation. But she has no redeeming.
But come on,
value.
Man. Will is just so hurt, man.
What, like, what does she offer?
Nothing. Will could do it all.
I mean, by in himself. In the world, what does she offer? Shit.
Damn, bro. Come on.
Nah, I'm sick. Her and Amber Heard.
They're worth something to somebody.
Who? Besides the people they fucking with.
Or they love.
You didn't see the shit about her telling Willow that she didn't want to hear about her mental illness?
Nah, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, Jada Pinkett's a fucked up person. If what they say,
yeah,
what I've seen is true. Wow. Which it could not be.
Did you see how much the internet and social media can just implant this about
people
that we, like, don't know?
If you don't, like, you can't know if what's true and what's not.
Yeah.
It's just the fact of what it is.
Damn, bro. It's so weird, but I'm starting to like, because I like Will Smith. I like Jada too.
I mean, Will not probably isn't great either.
Yeah,
he seems like too. It.
Yeah,
but he did a really good job with PR and like in all of his years of acting and
in
his whole career and portraying a really great guy.
Yeah.
Is he really? Who fucking knows?
But like Will said, he was acting. It wasn't really him. He said he started actually coming out more like later when he started doing the social medias and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? While he wasn't cursing, like, no, he cursed. Like, he was just like he was just a golden boy or something like that. It's Will Smith, bro. He's supposed to be likable. He's supposed to be lovable. And we should know that that's not true for everybody. Where nobody's perfect, bro. But they can make us seem like they're perfect. But now we got social media and shit like that. It's exposing a lot of people.
Right.
Because back then, you just had to, like, look at magazines and shit. Mm-hmm. And what the tabloids would say or whatever. I don't know. But now we're so closer to these celebrities and shit now. Now we like, all right. We can see more of you and people can catch you now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they can catch you in the act of who you really are.
Exactly. I think for Jada, I meant that what does she offer? Because...
I'm sorry.
No. Even if the Willow thing isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
What she did to Will, the first big blow up.
Oh yeah.
When she had him on the talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That was all it took. Like, you a shit person if you're gonna do that to someone else.
Man.
Especially in such a global theater.
Bro, but not only that, it was Jaden's friend. You try to help him.
It doesn't matter who the fuck it is.
No. Yes, but I'm just saying he was sick. He was on drugs. And you supposedly supposed to help him heal. And you fucked him. You fucked him.
Not only that, but you took advantage of someone.
Right. While they were in a vulnerable state, took advantage and you fucked him. And then he fell in love with you. But you didn't want nothing to do with him.
That's what I'm saying. Who cares?
That shit is crazy. Like, Jada is not a good person.
No.
Whether she's... nobody's perfect, but she's not a good person. It sucks, man. Like, imagine being August, yo. Thinking that, you know what I mean? This woman loved you. I don't know if she ever told him that, I'm going to leave Will for you or something like that. I wouldn't have thought that shit, even if I was fucking her. And she made me feel that way. I wouldn't say, you're not about to leave Will Smith.
Right.
Not for me.
Like, you fucking lying right now.
I don't care if I was a singer, a rapper.
It don't matter what you are.
Yeah, you fucking me and you married to Will Smith. You're not leaving Will. For one, PR. Two, is fucking Will Smith. Like, I know y'all got bread. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all were this family that just seemed perfect. Mm-hmm. And everything around y'all was just good. Like, you wouldn't want me. What the fuck I come into? Oh, I'm going to leave Will for you.
Bullshit.
I don't even think she'll do it for Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan.
I don't know why they're still together.
They might as well just divorce, bro. Will might as well just leave. If she take half, fuck it. You can make that back in movies, bro.
And who's to say she'd even get half?
That's true. You right.
I mean, that should be an automatic thing. If you're unfaithful, man or woman, you have no right to demand anything in a divorce. think any alimony or anything like that.
I think it's a statute of limitations for that.
Shouldn't be.
I thought there was a thing like if we're married, I cheat, and you catch me, I think you can file for divorce, and it kind of just, I forgot. I don't know. I don't.
Who knows? It probably differs.
There's something there. No matter prenups, where you go. Anything. Any. I don't know. But that's. Besides the fact, just that, yeah, Will just need to leave for his mental health. No matter if you're perfect or not, Will, you need to leave because she's not doing anything for you. And really is slowly ruining your image.
Now you just look like a little bitch boy because with this woman who obviously wants nothing to do with you.
Yeah,
obviously. And who, based off of all the shit that's out in the world, which, granted, who knows the truth and who knows the lie.
She be saying some shit, though. Red Table Talk?
Right.
She be spilling it.
So, like, someone who obviously doesn't give two shits about you, why would you want to stay with that?
At least separate.
Right.
Just get away.
He's trying to stick with it and trying to save your marriage because you love her and you know she loves you and blah, blah, blah.
She don't love him, man.
Exactly.
Not like that.
No.
She could love him as a person.
Maybe.
Maybe. It doesn't seem like it. But she doesn't love you like you love her.
Exactly.
You can obviously see that. If we can see that, somebody that's not there every day, if we the people can see that, you got to bounce, Will. I can't tell you what to do, but it ain't good for you. You might as well just leave.
Now we got to jump back to the...
Okay, does... I know what... Time out.
Go for it.
Now, how would the black community feel if he left and dated a white woman?
Speaking from me?
Margaret Robbie.
I'm not no parts of the black community.
Okay.
For myself.
You speaking for yourself?
Just for myself.
About the black community?
No. Just no, about Will. Just about Will. He absolutely should.
Oh my God.
Because Jada, a black woman, did him so fucking dirty. That should put him off from black women forever.
Bro, you so stupid.
I'm just playing.
These takes are crazy.
I'm just playing.
I like this George.
Nah,
I'm playing.
I don't. Me as a person, yeah. I don't see where that would be an issue.
I just want to see, like, how would the black community take that? Like, how would black Twitter take that?
I can understand that there would be an uproar.
Maybe a little.
I could see that.
Maybe a little.
I wouldn't understand it.
Yeah. It's just if he found somebody he loved, not just to. Right. Blatantly date a white woman.
Exactly.
Just to do it.
Right.
Because he left a black woman.
But if you find someone that you truly are in love with and they just happen to be white, the fuck is
who
the problem?
Who cares? Yeah. But I just want to know because you know people are going to have to say something.
Of course they are.
You know niggas going to say something.
Huh? For what fucking reason?
I don't know. But like if he left Jada and then just got with a white woman, honestly could see Will Smith doing that.
He should.
But, leave Jada. Yeah. White women, I don't
both.
Know. It could be Latina.
Anything.
You know what I mean? Just anything.
One of every spectrum.
Why even get in a relationship if you Will Smith? You might as well just start fucking.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying get in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm just saying fuck it and make sure fucking.
Getting
and
an
making sure that's public.
An entanglement with certain women. Yeah.
Make sure they're friends too.
Yes. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm here for you. Fuck you. Literally. No, that was just fucked up. But anyway, we'll end it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can end it.
Yeah.
After all that, after we mentioned that the ordinary person shouldn't be in celebrities' businesses. But
this is a wild ass. This bounced around a lot. A
little bit.
All right. So, George, last word for the day. You did a lot of talking today. I'm proud of you.
Infidelity.
I was going to say that word, too. I was going to say that word. Collective conscience, my nigga.
Vernacular.
Did you say blackular?
It fucked up in my mouth.
Okay.
We're not going to go back to it.
All right, cool. Infidelity. All right, cool. You know, like, comment, share. Do what you got to do. Hop in the conversation. Are you with Johnny Depp? Amber Heard? Are you with Jada? Are you with Will? Are you with the East Coast? Are you with the West Coast?
Just know that if anyone comes in saying that they're with Heard or Jada, we'll ignore you.
Okay.
But
But I would like to read it still, just to see what you say.
Maybe.
But we won't put it on the podcast.
No.
Oh, time travel, multiverse.
Yeah, right. There's a lot.
Yeah. So, oh, rivers. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Right, where do they start?
I don't even know.
I don't know if that's going to be on here or not.
But it probably won't. It probably won't.
I'll leave this in here.
Yeah. Definitely. But, like I said, hit us up. This has been the Lost in Translation podcast.
And thank you for getting lost with us.
Oh, God.
We lit. We lit. We lit. We lit. We lit.